Welcome to Life Talks with Lauren. This podcast is all about having conversations around what's real for us and swapping shame and judgment for courage and connection. We'll cover topics like self-love, relationships, body image, mental health, and so much more. Think of it like getting together with one of your good friends and chatting about life. So grab your glass of wine, mug of tea, or your favorite drink, and let's get started. Hello, and welcome to episode 151 of the Life Talks with Lauren podcast. Today we're going to talk about those days when you're just kind of feeling down and meh and just like existing. I usually don't record on days when I feel like that because I wait until I'm like feeling 100% or supposedly, and then like I'll skip weeks or months or whatever to where I'm like, oh, I'm not in the right headspace, not in the right headspace. And then it's like, well, when are you ever in the right headspace? So lately I've been just kind of pushing myself to show up. I mean, I've been kind of doing that for years in a sense, but I don't know. Usually I don't know how to talk about days when I feel like this because I don't want to be like, I don't want to drag people down or make them think that like I can't take care of myself or whatever. It's kind of like a weird mixture of things. Like, I don't know if juxtaposition is the right word. It's like, I want to be able to talk about it because that's helpful to me. And I know that it's helpful to just hear in general that like someone else is maybe feeling similar things to what you're feeling, because we see obviously on social media, right? The highlight reel where we see the best parts of someone's life and we assume that like, oh, they must never have down days, or you know. And I think it is because we hide away on our bad days, or the days where we're not feeling it, and then we only show up on those days where we're like maybe at a higher percentage, or we're just like faking it, which honestly to me is so exhausting to fake it. I used to actually like mask a lot to where I would just always like try and be at 100% energy, and it was literally like so draining for me. And so now I have been really good at allowing myself to just show up as is. Like on days if I am a little bit lower energy or not feeling as great, I'll just be honest and I'll make sure that I make space for what I have the capacity for and the people that I know will be supportive in that scenario, versus like maybe meeting with a new friend that you haven't spent a lot of time with yet. That takes a little bit more energy. So on those days, I might be honest and be like, listen, like I'm feeling really down today, or I just don't have it in me or whatever. So I'm kind of actively going through that. For some reason, when did it start? Like maybe Sunday, a few days ago, I started to feel really just like exhausted. And it's been rainy here, and I know that there have been like obviously hormonal fluctuations. And it's so funny because like all the women on the roller derby team are pretty much synced up. And so at Sunday practice, I was asking around and everyone was like, either, yeah, I'm PMSing or I'm on my period. So I'm like, okay, this tracks. So I just want to talk about the way that we speak to ourselves and show up for ourselves on days like this. Maybe it's like you have just a period of a few hours that you feel like that during the day, or you have a few days, or it turns into like a week or two. And again, those of us who experience PMS, maybe PMDD, more severe forms of PMS like myself, understand that sometimes these phases can last literally weeks at a time. And so that's why it's so important that we develop grace for ourselves, because, you know, we can't show up feeling great and being super creative and social all the time. It is normal for us to have these ebbs and flows, but we just don't hear that all the time. You know what I mean? Like, especially as women, we're socialized to always be chipper and on and like happy. And do you ever have those times where you're like a little bit more snappy than usual and maybe a little bit more blunt in your responses to people, and you'll like say something and maybe it's in like a group of people, and you'll say something, and like just the way that you say it, everyone kind of looks at you like, oh shit, like watch out for her. And I don't know why, but that feels like such a shameful experience. And it's probably why we so often either try to hide or mask what we're feeling, because we don't want to be perceived as bitchy, or it's like impossible for us to have a bad day without being judged for it. And I know personally, like, I'm talking about this right now, but I am somebody who tends to hide away because, first of all, I don't want to subject anyone to my moods. And it's also a good time for like self-reflection or to journal or work on like solo creative projects, to just like give yourself permission to sit back and relax and maybe read a book that you have been putting off. I, for a while, studied the menstrual cycle, the different phases of the menstrual cycle and ways to sync your life up with it. And a lot of it I found kind of unrealistic, especially for those who work full time, but it's basically like four of your different phases of your cycle. You know, like you start your period, and obviously that's a great time for you to just really hermit away, enjoy like nourishing, comforting foods, and binge watch some shows shamelessly, and, you know, just take some time away. That's like your winter. And then you come out of your winter and you're in your spring, and that's like the first week or two after your period. And that's when you're like starting to experiment with a little bit more like movement, and the sun is coming out here and there, and you're a little bit more energetic. And then you go into your summer, and that tends to be like your ovulation and the time in between. And that's like the one week a month that we joke around about like feeling okay and feeling like ourselves. And it's honestly, it's the best. And I always like, when I'm in it, I am like, okay, I know that the dread is coming. And I try to just appreciate all seasons, but I genuinely do feel like I'm like, oh, during my ovulation phase, that's when I'm like, this is who I am. I feel like most like myself. I feel most social. I feel most creative, clear-headed. And it's just a great time. It's unfortunate it doesn't last very long. And that's like when you can work out your hardest and stuff like that. And then you start to go into the fall season, and that's when, I think that's called the luteal phase, when you're heading into your winter, which is your period. And luteal phase is like one of the worst for me, because that's the phase that can be really dragged out for me with having irregular cycles. Like my cycle can literally last 90 days or something. And that's like been that way. I've obviously like looked into it and tried many different approaches and haven't gotten any solid answers yet. So I just try to, I don't know, maybe it's been a good thing, because I really have learned how to support myself when I'm feeling down, and to adjust to some of the crazy lows that I experience in terms of like mood, energy levels, just like having existential dread one day, suddenly feeling like I don't want to be here anymore. And learning to recognize that that's just like a brain pattern, that it's not really the truth, and I have to hold on to my summer memories in order for me to like hang in there, because sometimes it gets really rough. And you know, sometimes we forget that like there are people all around us that are going through struggles they don't talk about, whether it's with relationships, family, career, money. Just so many things that we don't talk about publicly. And me personally, I've like hinted, I've been going through something major and a major life change. And, you know, I have my close circle that I can talk to about it, but it does feel weird showing up in everyday life as if like, oh, everything's fine. But it's like, no, everything is not fine, but I'm here. And some days I feel really happy and fortunate and good, and then some days I'm just like, what is happening? And I don't know, that's kind of been life. That's kind of the pattern of life, isn't it? Where it's like we have these seasons. And what sucks about the good seasons though is that we're always seeming to wait for the other shoe to drop. It's like, oh, things are really good, like I want to be able to enjoy it, but like this is too good to be true. What's going to happen next? And so that's another thing I've been working on, just embracing the good and the highs and recognizing that, like, it's not going to be like this forever. And again, holding tight to those memories when things start to go downhill again, and maybe even accepting the lows as part of the journey and leaning into them. And again, like, taking advantage of that time to maybe be able to connect to someone close to you who's going through something. And I feel like when I am a little bit lower, I am more empathetic. I'm more easily able to slow down and just be present with someone who is going through something, because I'm like, I resonate with you and I get you and I see you and I'm here for you. And because I have such low energy, I'm not like fleeting all over the place. Like, flitting? Is that the word I'm trying to use? I'm not like all over the place, like energetically. I'm so grounded and I'm so present. And yeah, I think that is really nice sometimes to be able to be there for people, because when I do have higher energy, I sometimes walk away from interactions and I'm like, damn, was I even there for that? Like, did I even look them in the eye? Did I let them know how much they mean to me? Did they feel my presence, or was I just kind of all over the place energetically? And so I live for the times when I can just really be with somebody and feel that out and remember it. And yeah, one thing I'm also good at doing is recognizing what I'm available for, depending on how I'm feeling. And that's probably going to be harder when I'm back to working full time again. I remember when I was like really busy working and doing school, and basically like my life was like jam-packed, and when I would have days like this, I had to push through it. Talk about building strength, because I just like had so many breakdowns and like panic attacks. And it's crazy that we live in a world that like is built that way, to where we're not really given the flexibility to be humans. No wonder we have learned to just shut down and numb our emotions and just go through the motions. That was really poetic. Numb our emotions and go through the motions. Maybe I'll write a song later. But seriously, like, we live in a world that's designed for us to just push through, and it's no wonder that we've all learned to use unhealthy ways to cope, whether that's like substances or something, just to like get ourselves through the day. Because, you know, God forbid you ever have to take a mental health day from work. And what if you have to take more than one, and then you're seen as like incapable? But guess what? We're all fucking going through that shit. It's just some of us are more honest about it. And some of us, like, genuinely, I don't know. I always have known that I must feel things on a deeper level than some other people do, because when I am feeling deep things, when I'm feeling intense emotions, like, there's no way in hell I can keep it down. And when I'm around people, it's really hard for me to fake it. And I don't know, I've witnessed people who are able to just really, like, I don't know, like, they seem normal all the time. I usually refer to those people as neurotypical, because I've never been able to experience what that feels like. I guess more so during, as we were talking about earlier, like the summer months, or the times in my cycle where I feel like maybe I do get glimpses of what it's like to be neurotypical, to where it's like, oh, I'm processing emotions at like a normal, steady pace. Things that maybe would normally upset me suddenly don't bother me. I am just, I don't know, existing. And I always find that fascinating, but I don't know if I necessarily envy that. I do love that I feel on such a deep level, because that means that I love people so intensely. And that feeling of just being so in love with somebody that you want to cry is like one of the best parts of being alive. And so I wouldn't want to lose out on that, or my ability to be so empathetic and like, and not only like, I guess being in love in a romantic way, but you love people platonically in such a deep way as well. You want to see people succeed, and you, I'm thinking as I'm saying this of people on like my roller derby team or friends that I have where I'm just like, God damn, like I love you so much that it hurts. And yeah, I wouldn't want to trade that. I think that's one of the best parts of being human. And so when I have days where I'm like, I'm like, even today I've been feeling that way, just like so in pain. I'm hurting, my heart is aching, and maybe there's not particularly like a obvious reason for it. I'm not really sure what it is. It's just like feeling melancholy. And I don't know. I just like am like, okay, we're gonna sit with it. It is uncomfortable. And sometimes my capacity for the discomfort is larger than others. I think right now I'm in a place where I am feeling okay with the discomfort. I've been trying to get through the fifth book. Are there five? Yeah. The fifth book of the Court of Rones and Thorns. A Court of Roses and Thorns? Thorns and Roses? Anyway, that series, the fairy series. No, it's not fairy. What is it? Anyway, that infamous series that we've all been talking about, but for some reason it's taking me forever to get through the final book. And so I've just like the last few nights been able to read it. And again, because I've been able to get myself to sit down and actually focus. And that actually makes, when you feel that way too, like when you're feeling low, reading books or like emotional songs or shows or movies, like sometimes you want to dig into it and like watch something that matches your energy. And then sometimes you're like, God, I need something funny or something to distract me. And I've been a little bit of both the last few days. I can handle a little bit of it, but yeah, just sometimes I just want to numb out and just like think about something else. So anyway, it's still comforting to just sit down and read a book and like actually be able to focus on it. But anyway, that's a little tangent there. Yeah, I think the biggest thing that I really wanted to come on here and say today, it's not going to be a long episode because I don't really have much to talk about other than the fact that like when you have days where you just feel kind of meh, I want you to know that like it's okay, and it's okay to show up as you are, and maybe certain people will have feelings about it, but it's like that's not really your issue. That's not really your thing to fix. Like you shouldn't have to fix yourself or shape yourself into something just to make others more comfortable. And I know that's so much easier said than done because I'm saying that right now, yet I bet I'm going to show up in public or I'm having dinner with friends later and I'm probably going to try my best to like be perky and happy. And I don't know, it's just a habit I guess we've developed, but sometimes at least just taking that mental strain and that pressure off of ourselves of, you know, if I make a mistake today or I'm overstimulated and I maybe snap at somebody or I am like really spacey in the grocery store and a friend comes up to me and the interaction is super awkward, like I'm going to give myself some grace for that because I can't be on 100% of the time, and nobody is and nobody should expect us to be. And again, like anyone's feelings about your moods are their responsibility. And it does help to recognize when you need to take space from people and to be able to say to them, like, listen, I'm taking space for myself right now, and I hope you can understand. I will let you know when I'm feeling up to whatever it is again. And then, you know, I feel like the people in your life who really love and support you will do their best to be understanding. Maybe it will be hurtful to them because they feel that it's personal, but again, you can just remind them that it's not if needed, and And yeah, that any extra feelings that on their end is their responsibility, as hard as it is for us to try and not take responsibility for how other people feel. But, you know, we're going through our own shit. Like, we can't take on everybody else's feelings along with our own. So anyway, I just want you to know that I see you and I love you, and you are worthy and capable, and no matter what, and that whatever your ups and downs and all of that are normal, you'll get through it. You always have up to this point. It may seem like there is no light at the end of the tunnel right now, but there is. There always is. All right, well, I'll talk to you again soon. Bye. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. If you did, I'd love for you to share it with a friend or leave a 5-star review wherever you listen. Have an idea you want to pitch or just feel like chatting with me about the episode? Come find me on Instagram @Lauren M. Kendrick. Can't wait to hear from you.